every year we want to celebrate our local community and what brings us together. So Camerdy has been part of that, and with 75% of our children being from service families and backgrounds, it's really important that's represented. We are also then, it's one of our key fundraisers, is part of the army, and that's where all the money then goes to SAFR. And to celebrate it, we decided we want a themed around a military assault course type of day where it's physical activity and the children get involved.
So tell us a little bit about what there is to do here.
Today, there's a range of activities, all led by one of our local regiments. A range as in children can go on the assault courses. We also have night goggles, so they get that idea. We've got a range of vehicles for the children to see, some of the drills that they do, and also we have some specialist radios. So it gives children an idea of bigger parts of what's involved in the army.
And how did 10 Queen's Own Gurkha Logistic Regiment get involved today? It's good to see them here, though.
It's brilliant. We've got a really good link with some of our local units, particularly this regiment. One of the lead captains is on a governing body of the school, so he cares deeply about ensuring the military children have that voice and that they're catered for, and he supported us this year and last year.
With me now from 10 Queen's Own Gurkha Logistic Regiment is Captain Chris Swift, the quartermaster technical at the regiment. Chris, you got involved with this for the second year.
We had such a good year last year. And again, it's 600 children here at both of the schools. A lot of them army. I'm a governor at the school anyway, so it's something I can give back to the school.
Tell us about the activities you put on for them this year.
Well, we've got near enough the same as last year. We've got the assault course in the middle, using the PRR radio to communicate, the night vision stand. But we've got some quads over with us today, courtesy of four rifles, and the kids have been camering those up, so they've been enjoying that.
And the kids certainly have been enjoying it. They've been getting on well with all the tasks they've been given.
They love it. Getting dressed up in their mums and dads' camo gear that they're working in and just enjoying themselves for the day. The weather's not been too bad. Been lucky again this year, so it's all good.
So let's find out then from some of the children here at Talavera School what they think of Camo Day.
Hello, my name is Kezia, and my favourite bit was the obstacle course because I like doing the rolls and I like jumping off the high red beam. And it was fun running on the hoops.
My name's Ollie, and I would say the best part of this day was all of it because it was just really fun. But I also liked the night vision goggles because I haven't really tried night vision goggles before. The obstacle course was really cool, and really all of it was really cool as well.
My name's Davali, and my best bit of this camouflage day was when we experienced trying to build this camouflage tent, and I did like all of it, but that was the most best.
Hi, my name's Fiona, and my best part of the day was the night vision goggles because you couldn't see anything and it was really fun.